Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has made health care one of the top political issues this week. And NPR's senior news analyst Daniel Schorr says she's been able to set the record straight about her history with the issue.
In Iowa on Monday, unveiling her proposal for universal employer-based health insurance, Senator Clinton said she had learned the hard way how not to get such a program enacted. All these 13 years, Mrs. Clinton has worn Hillary Care as an albatross around her neck, the chair of President Clinton's task force on health insurance, responsible for the disaster that opened the way for the insurance companies to sink the plan as too involved with government controls. Now it appears that the First Lady suffered a bum rap. In the current issue of the liberal magazine American Prospect, Paul Starr, who was a senior policy advisor to the task force, says the basic decisions that led to the day battle were President Clinton's. According to Starr, Mrs. Clinton was not involved when her husband, campaigning for president in 1992, settled on a proposal for universal health insurance based on competing health plans and consumer choice from private health plans. By the time the First Lady was designated as chair of the task force 5 days after the inauguration, the plan was pretty well set. From then on, says Starr, President Clinton maintained control of the policy-making process. Mrs. Clinton was an active force, but there never was any doubt that it was the president who was in charge. In a meeting with Starr, she referred to my husband's plan. When an effort to include the plan in the budget failed, Mr. Clinton said, "This is entirely my mistake and no one else's," conceding that I set up the Congress for failure. The liberal editor of Atlantic magazine, Jim Fallows, wrote that the plan, hatched in secret, was delivered too late and got bogged down. Mr. Clinton's idea was to submit an ambitious plan to Congress and then reach compromises with the Republicans. Mrs. Clinton said, "Every time we moved towards them, they moved away." Now, running for president, Senator Clinton lets it be known that she didn't screw up, her husband did. And the myth of Hillary Care is just that, a myth. This is Daniel Schorr.